The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The nation was no longer doing well. The economy was down. The citizens had lost their vision, their reason for being a nation. Consequently, they were using their time to gain money for pleasure. Sensuality was becoming more and more what was seen in dress and events of their nation. A neighboring nation was casting longing eyes toward the rich land to the north and east. And though briefly, when there had been a serious threat to their national security, they had returned to the God of their fathers, now they had slipped back into their old ways. By this time, instead of admitting their sin and returning to the truth of the way God had taught them to live, they began to look for a man to solve their present national crisis. Though the spokesman of God warned them this move would bring them into deep slavery, they kept persisting in wanting an individual to fix their mess, rather than them taking responsibility for it and changing the way they personally lived. They were looking for an external solution instead of an internal one. They cried out, "Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." And though Samuel, the prophet of God, warned them with strong words what results when a people give up their liberty for a dictator's promises of security, they refused to listen. He raised his voice and declared, "And you shall cry out in that day because of your king which you shall have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day." Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the other nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." Security always has its appeal to humans because of the deep insecurity we have as a result of leaving the God who is our provider and protector. It sounds good when someone promises us they will provide us medical care by a national health plan. But the truth is, it will force us to use the doctors they pick for us. Is that security? Do you want some surgeon opening up your child when that man doesn't have the values about life you do? It sounds good when someone promises to take care of you in old age with Social Security and Medicaid. But what's going to happen when the people who administer that program don't value life the way you do? And they say, "Well, you're no longer productive in society, so we'll just relieve you of your suffering." Which is just another way of saying, "We'll kill you so we don't have to pay you any more retirement benefits." It sounds good when someone else says, "We're going to provide education for every child through tax dollars." But what happens if those government workers who distribute those education dollars don't have your values about life? What if they desire to get control of the way your children think so they can control them and you? What if they want to teach them there is no God, that Jesus Christ was a liar, and that we're just animals who ought to gratify whatever desire we have? What if they want to teach your children that a few who are super intelligent should rule the rest of us without us having any say about the laws? Remember, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House of Representatives in 1854, warned us, "Men must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them," he said, "or a power outside them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man." Which would you rather be controlled by? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.